This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Proud Animal Communications with Rose Proud, heard here on the fourth Thursday of the month. Rose is a certified hypnotherapist who has studied energy healing, meditation, natural medicine, numerous spiritual growth practices before becoming a certified animal communicator, where her true passion lies. She's able to communicate with any type of pet, helping them with challenging life issues and negotiates effective solutions to increase the quality of their lives. Please welcome Rose Proud back to News for the Soul.
Here we go. Welcome back, Rose.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. We're in the middle of a heat wave.
Yeah, I think half of the world is.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes. But the animals feel it too, that's for sure.
Very much. I actually
went out and bought
an air conditioner for Poppy. She's sitting in a small room that's like freezing cold. Now, there you go. She can't take the
heat. Yeah. Yeah, poor little girl.
Yeah.
So it's good to be back. I missed last month.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. We have a couple callers already holding and with their hands up. But let's get you to do like an intro of what's about to go down for those that are new.
Okay. So my name is Rose Proud. I am an animal communicator, which means that I connect with animals on a telepathic, energetic level. So I can communicate to them information you want to share, and I can also ask questions and get information back. So a lot of people would hire me to work on a behavioral issue or to check in and see how their animal's feeling, if they're struggling with an illness or end of life or an introduction for a new animal or a new baby or moving, all kinds of things, just like what you would want to talk to them about. So that's what I do.
It's a beautiful thing, and you do it so well.
Well, thank you.
Actually, I'm just going to pull up the switchboard here. So I'll just let you know, 925, you're going to be on first, 309, you're in the wings. But I've got to budge to the front and ask you a question for Poppy.
Okay.
We're having an issue, and it's got to get fixed. No, it's a weird thing. Like, her fur is coming out in clumps. I need to brush her, and she thinks the brush is some evil device. Like, I can't get near her with the damn brush.
Okay. So she's never liked it, though, right?
No. But it's really bad. Like, she needs a brushing desperately. Just, she looks like she's been in a tumble dry setting for 3 days or something. Like, it's really bad.
Okay. All right. I mean, even though I've connected with Poppy before, Nicole, if you would just say your first name three times and her name three times, please.
Okay. Nicole, Poppy, Pops.
She feels like whatever brush that you're using, it feels too big. Like, it feels like it covers her whole body. Can you find a smaller one?
I've tried different brushes.
Okay. She doesn't.
Any brush is going to be too much brush for her. She just hates it. Ugh. She thinks I'm going to hurt her with it or something, you know?
Yeah, well, it's like this thing in your hand, right? So she's not sure what's going to happen with that. Not that you've ever done anything to her, but,
no.
You know, that she's just, you know, weary of it. Let me see. Does that mean she's going to get a bath too? She wants to know.
Well, she will if she doesn't let me brush her. Because it's got to get fixed.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
she's not really
a
fan of that either, right?
No, I know.
But
I mean,
in some ways,
and I can't take her to groomers
because
they'll lose their arm if I take her to the groomers, right? So, yeah.
Oh, just a finger or two. I don't think she could get their arm.
Well,
all right.
Fingers, for sure.
If there was, there's something, too, of just about it being in your hand. Have you ever seen have you ever tried one of those mitts that has, like, little nubs on it?
You know, I haven't because it doesn't really look like it would really get in there. But, you know, that was a thought for sure.
Yeah. Or like if it could fit in your hand better, she wouldn't be so scared of it. I mean, she's kind of afraid of it.
Terrified.
You know, this is just a suggestion. Maybe it would work. You know, like a fingernail brush? Because it could fit in the palm of your hand. Some of them even have these little, like, plastic things on the top that your fingers can go through, and then it's, like, in your palm. Because, you know, I have used those mitt things, and they're just little nubs. They don't, you're right, they don't really dig down into the fur very well. Or a small comb that could fit in your hands. Even though, I mean, I'm telling her that you're not trying to hurt her. Sometimes it does catch a little, but now did you get her? You didn't get her as a puppy, right?
No.
Or you did?
No, we rescued her. They estimated about 5 years old. They weren't really sure.
There's something about that. Like it's like she's afraid it's going to hit her. And again, it's not you, right? It's like old trauma. So she's very leery of that. And, you know, Poppy, when she has her mind made up about something, she's a little harder than some to. So I think, you know, if you could find something that would fit in your hand better, and I'm letting her know that you're never going to hurt her. And she does seem to understand that.
Yes.
But she's not looking at it like you hurting at her. She's looking at it like that stick, that thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Thing is hurting her,
Or it could really hurt her, is what she's thinking. And maybe if you could do little bits at a time, kind of just start and brush the top of her head or something, and then wait, and then maybe down on her shoulders. You know, it might take you 4 hours, but you'll get it done in all your spare time.
Well, I was trying to tell her it's like getting pets, right? She likes getting pets for 4 hours straight, so why wouldn't you, like, you know, the brushing, right? So,
it's like seeing that in your hand. It kind of triggers her. You could could do a little EFT with her first on releasing that trauma. You know, you could go through the process like Who's the guy that does EFT on News for the Soul?
Brady.
Brad? Yeah, you know, you could just go through that process, but for her, like as her surrogate, say this is for Poppy and help her release that.
Okay.
But I really think, too, if you could find a little brush that would fit in your fingers, you know, go like Walmart probably. I don't know what you have in Canada, but, you know, like a drugstore should have like a fingernail brush, something that you could fit in the palm of your hand so she's not really seeing
I'm actually on Amazon as we speak trying to find something.
Just a smaller little and there are some like small little shoe brushes too that have stiffer bristles that maybe would work.
I'm trying to
palm
of the hand
fits,
ones.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There seems to be some that do fit in your hand, where your hand, like you described, goes through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Or if you have one of your brushes that you have, if you can break the handle off and then just hold the brush card in your hand, you might be able to try that.
Yes, good idea.
And, you know, she seems to really hold that fear in her lower chakras and also around, like, her back and her hips and her tail. Does she get really mm-hmm. aggressive when you get down to that part?
Yeah, she does not like that.
Yeah, so yeah. I think, you know, I really get from her that she got smacked with something.
Yes, I think so.
More than once. So, and again, it's not, she doesn't trust you. It's, she just can't help it. She gets triggered.
Yeah.
And it's almost, she is like, I know she would never do anything to hurt me. She just does what I demand, more or less.
Yeah. She's the boss, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Anything else with her?
No, that was the main thing. Okay, I'm just going to see what I can find and try some new stuff. I'll keep you posted as we go. I appreciate you checking in.
Sure.
All righty then. Well, let's go to our phone line. Tell me, let's go to 925. 925, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Terry. I'm calling from Northern California. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I have some beautiful cats that were born near my front door. And so they're like a year old now. And they're feral. So
okay.
I've got three babies left. One of them, I haven't seen her. I had them all trapped and fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't one, she came back after being fixed and haven't seen her since. The other three, one, Smokey, he's really sweet, likes to be in the house, loves to be loved up. Peanut, his little sister, she's getting a little bit domesticated. She likes to be in the house, but she's not quite used to being touched. And then Milo, her brother, who he'll let me touch him when he's eating, but he's so scared of everything, and I'm going to have to move soon, and I want to be able to take them with me. Do they want to come?
Okay. So what I need you to do, Terry, is say your first name three times.
Okay. All right.
And then each of their names, okay, three times. So
okay.
I can really connect with their energy. So they do come inside, but they're still outside a lot. Is that right? Or you brought
yes.
them all in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they're, yeah. And I can't get Milo to come in yet. So
okay.
my name is Terry, and Smokey, Peanut, Milo, Smokey, Peanut, and Milo, Smokey, Peanut and Milo.
Thank you. When I hear mm-hmm. you say the name, that just helps me connect on another, I call it another energy channel. So that's why I like to have people say the name. So they are actual litter mates.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't get the same answer from everybody, and the idea of moving is kind of foreign to them, right?
Right.
They don't necessarily
yeah.
know what that means, so I have to show them what that means. Smokey, in particular, is really, like, before you know it, he's going to be like a couch potato, right? He's
yeah.
He kind of likes the good life.
He comes in and goes to sleep on my bed.
That doesn't surprise me. they all appreciate that they have a source of food, which is you. And I don't want you to feel like that doesn't mean that they don't have any feelings for you or any affection. But you have to keep in mind when an animal is still operating from their more feral side, it's safety and then food and water. And then they start to think about maybe interaction, right? So to them, that's like a high form of love, that they have a place they feel safe and food. So they all really appreciate that.
I feel like Peanut, she's always wanted to come in, and now she's coming in, and she'll even go lay on my bed. And it feels to me like she wants to be in-house and be safe. That's what it feels like to me. She's just not used to being touched yet.
Yeah, and, you know, it sounds like you're familiar with working with cats. So, you know, everyone is different, and it takes some time. You know, some cats that are feral, it can take them years to finally really get used to somebody holding them or touching them. But Milo really wants to, too. He's just very, very, very sensitive. My feeling is, just like feeling their energy, that if you take them with you, they will adjust. But when you do, I would really consider not letting them outside, at least for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Because they might resort back to their feral nature really quickly, and then they'll be in a new territory, and that will be, they'll be afraid, and they might take off. So that would be the only thing I would recommend, if you take them with you, which I hope you do, because there's so many kitties out there, and you've worked with them so much, and you know, Milo will be okay, especially because he'll still be with his litter mates. You know, cats in the wild, they kind of stay within their family circle. Now, sometimes the male will get booted out, but that, you know,
they're real affectionate.
They're
real affectionate towards one another. Yeah, that's why I don't want to separate them.
Yeah.
Just really, and their mother is not, I couldn't take her. She's too feral, and I think she could survive on her own.
And she's the one that didn't come back?
No, I'm talking about their mom.
Oh, there was one of the kittens that didn't come back.
Yeah, she had a broken hip, and when I got her fixed, I asked them to check her, and they found out she had a broken hip, so we had it fixed. And then when she came back, she was back for about a week, and then I didn't see her anymore. It was really hard to kind of integrate her back because she came back later instead of at the same time with them because she needed more healing time. And a mom kind of picked on her. And I didn't see her anymore. I don't know what happened to her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, hopefully that she's out there. At least now she has a better chance because you took care of her hip for her.
Yeah.
Is
there anything that they want me to do? Is there anything that Milo wants me to do to help him make him more comfortable to come in?
Sometimes it's almost like you try too hard. Like you want it so much, and he feels that intensity. He's very, very sensitive, like a person who's very empathetic. So even though you're projecting love and care to him, the intensity sometimes of please just come in, that kind of feeling is a little overwhelming to him.
Okay.
So if you could, you know, however you do it, if you just like leave the door open for him to come in if he wants and kind of be nonchalant about whether or not he does. I know in some ways that you feel like you are, but he feels from you, like sometimes it's just a little bit too much and it makes him feel trapped. So if you kind of are like, you know, you can come in if you want, if you don't, it's okay. And kind of give him that freedom where it feels like it's really,
His choice.
His choice, and it really doesn't matter. And
he does want to
come in to be near Smokey and Peanut. He wants to be where they are.
Yeah.
So
I've been leaving the door cracked, and that's what I did with Peanut. She would sit by the door and knew she wanted to come in, but she was too scared, so I'd leave it cracked. And she'd come in, and then she'd go out, and she'd come in and go out. And then she'd go in a little bit further and stay a little bit longer and then go out. And now it's hard to get her out.
So glad that you've worked with them. How soon do you have to move?
I think within the next couple of months. Just everything is
okay.
Upside down in my life right now.
Well, that gives you some time then, and Milo some time to still get in there, right?
Yeah.
You could entice him with some, you know, maybe with something that he doesn't normally eat.
Okay.
Little, you know, either kitty treats or little pieces of fish or meat, something like
yeah.
that would maybe, you know, like just a little bread trail kind of in. So he can come
mm-hmm.
in and eat it. And then if he needs to, he can turn around and run back out. And also, if you had a little place for him to kind of duck into as soon as he comes to the door, do you have anything there that he could hide under or in?
As soon as you come in the door, they kind of like to make a right, go right behind the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when they're getting used to coming into the house, that's kind of where they go.
So the sofa's there against the wall?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Pulled a little bit from the wall, but because it's
mm-hmm.
in front of the window. But that's when they first learn to come in. That's where they kind of go.
Okay. Maybe even if it would fit behind there, because he kind of would like something that feels more, even more, not secluded, but, closer, I guess. So if you have even like a piece of a box on the floor back there that he could go through like a tunnel but be underneath it so he'd feel more enclosed. That's what I'm thinking of. Not enclosed like he can't get out, but like a smaller space where he feels like he's really hidden.
Okay.
That might help him too.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, good luck. You'll have to call us back and let us know. And
yes, I will.
I'm sorry that things are upside down for you right now. Hopefully you know that sometimes when things are upside down, when it feels that way, when it's right side up, it's like all the reasons and the explanation comes to the front and you realize this is the way it was supposed to be all along. You know, and
yeah.
there's always some good that can come out of that, right?
I'll just be glad when I'm finally settled and things are straight because it's just been a rough couple of years and I'm at the end of my rope.
I understand. Well,
yeah.
Know that there are a lot of people who feel like you do and there are a lot of, resources to reach out to people. And it's been a hard time, you know, with COVID and everything else. And the energy has just been so intense.
Yeah.
And,
I didn't want any.
Go ahead. Well,
I didn't want any
animals.
For me,
just grounding.
Yeah.
And look what, and I'm sorry. Yeah, so grounding really helped. So you didn't want any animals and then they showed up.
Yeah, I had a dog that I absolutely adored, and I had to put him down. And I was so heartbroken. I didn't want any more animals, much less three. So now, it's tough because I have to take them along. I just can't see myself leaving them behind.
And it's good for you. It's good for you to have those energies to love. And it's possible that cats came to you from, divine because it's not the same as a dog. It's a little bit different energy, yet they really needed you and perhaps you needed to be needed.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Terry, thank you for calling
in.
And
I appreciate you very much.
Call us back and let us know how the move goes, okay? And we can check in with them again.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. We love the follow-ups. We get into the storyline. We want to follow it through. We love it. And all the best. Let's go to the next one. 309, I think, was next in line. 309, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name's Tara. I'm in Illinois.
Hi.
Hi, Tara.
Hi there. I have a wonderful furry family consisting of three cats and two dogs right now. And I wanted to ask about my dogs, first of all. I have a standard poodle. His name is Jameson, or he goes by James, and he's about 3 years old, beautiful, very laid-back, docile personality. And for some reason, we thought it would be fun to take on the challenge of another new puppy. And we went with a wire fox terrier, which I did a lot of research on ahead of time and kind of knew the challenges we would have with it. But my youngest son is 15 and he adores animals, and we thought we would, you know, kind of train them together. And his name is Perry. And, you know, he's 9 months now, but he's kind of, you know, he just very quickly took over that alpha role. And he's like kind of a literal ankle biter, ear biter to our big dog. And, you know, I think Jameson puts up with it well, but I'd like to know, you know, do they like each other? Is it like, is this way too much for him? You know, what can I do to kind of help them play on a more sort of even level so that they both enjoy it?
And how old, Jameson, you said, is how old? Three?
He's three years old.
Okay. Okay. So, Tara, if you wouldn't mind, would you please say your first name three times? And if you're comfortable with it, would you say your son's name too? Because there is an energy to the family, and you two are the ones working with them, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
So it's Tara.
And then each of the dogs' names three times too.
Okay. Tara. And my son is Eli. And then we have James. And Perry.
Okay. So, of course, guess who rushes right to the front? So Perry,
yeah.
You know, actually, some of his behavior stems from insecurity. And he really needs a firm hand, so to speak, in, you know, teaching him things. And I don't mean mean, but matter of fact, right? He's, and see, James is just for that.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds it annoying. He finds Perry rather annoying. I mean, he was curious about him at first, but he feels like he interrupts, you know, his groove.
Yes.
Like James has his groove, right? And Perry's, you know, always interrupting it. So
yeah, he's kind of turned the household upside down. And he's so, Perry is so loving and enthusiastic about life. That's how I put it. That, you know, it's easy to forgive him, but he's been the most challenging puppy we've ever raised. We're very experienced dog owners, you know, he's very, you know, very much, you know, oral related, focused, and has chewed up my couch and chewed up, you know, anything and everything. And I've gone through training and stuff with him, and, you know, things are getting better as he matures, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
It's one of those things, like, you know, you cannot trust him for a minute alone.
So with the trainer, I mean, I'm just how the way he feels like, you know, he feels very intelligent. He thinks he's very smart. Did he pick things up quickly?
Well, I feel like he's very intelligent at certain things when he's very engaged in it, you know, sort of like one of those dogs that, you know, the working dogs, you know, they have to have something to do. And when he is excited and engaged with it, yes. And I really feel like he has a lot of potential. I would love to do scent training with him. I would love to do probably dock diving or some other physical activities with him that he would really enjoy because he has such high energy. But I also feel like there's other parts of him that he's so stubborn and doesn't ever think twice. You know, he's all instinct, you know.
Yes, yeah. And so, and because of that intellect, it really does need to be stimulated. So working with him, and just like what you said, like a working breed, he needs jobs, right? And and that's what I mean too by like a firm hand. You know, kind of like when you have a strong-willed child, you can't just butt heads with them, right? You can't just tell them that's it. You got to go do this or else because it doesn't work. It's almost like you have to show them and negotiate. So he, he really needs to be even so much more than walking. I mean, walking is great because that burns some energy, but he really needs his brain stimulated regularly to help him kind of calm down a little bit more and also to not like be annoying because he's just kind of bored. So any kind of interactive games that you can play with him or interactive toys, his kind of energy often does really well with teaching him how to play hide and seek or hiding his toys and having him go find them. You know, it's a process to teach it, but it's really great for them because they have to learn it, they have to watch you, and then they have to go find something. Is that kind of what scent training is? They teach him to, like, go find?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yep. And he's got an incredible nose.
You know, I'd like to say I can just tell him, hey, you know, chill out a little bit and don't annoy James so much. But unfortunately, it doesn't quite work that way. Sometimes they hear me in that regard. But he does really, really, really want to be liked. You know, he wants to be appreciated. So whenever he does something that is a behavior you really like, or when, even if he's just not particularly doing something, but he's being calm and you're grateful for that, be sure to tell him. And I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before, but I always tell people that even though they don't always understand every single word, they do understand our intentions. So if you're telling him something, be sure that you feel what you're saying. Because if you're feeling something else or the opposite, that's what he's going to receive. Mm-hmm. And also, when, say he's going up and, you know, being really mouthy, picture him being the way you would like him to be. And show him, you know, this is how you should be. Instead of, sometimes when they're doing something like that, we're like, stop it, stop it. But meanwhile, in our head, the picture we're showing them is them doing that same thing. And so they think that that's what they're supposed to be doing, or they just pick up on that picture and do it. So,
right.
And I know for him, I can feel his energy. It just feels like he can go from 0 to 100 in like 2 seconds, right?
That's very true. And then he can go back down to 0 and pass out. Yes, absolutely. Now, I take him to one of my jobs with me at night, where I'm a home caretaker, and he seems to really love it, and he's actually much more well-behaved and kind of it seems like he thinks he has a purpose there mm-hmm. when I take him to work. And so I just wondered if, you know, if he likes that, if he wants to continue doing that.
Like it. And, you know, when you take him, you tell him you have to be good or you can't come do this with me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He hears that. And so you are explaining to him how he needs to be, where at home it feels a little different. And he's kind of confused about James. Like, why doesn't James want to just, like, zoom all over the place like he does?
Yes. Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know? I mean, James likes to play, but it's different. I mean, their breeds are very different, too. So,
right.
You know, he just doesn't quite get that. And the cats, they don't really want to play with him either.
Oh, no. They're completely annoyed by him. I think
he would friend them if they would.
I pretty much think all the cats think that dogs are, you know, crazy idiots. I don't know. But they just speak totally different languages. You know, does James forgive me, I guess, for bringing this chaos into the house and, you know that we're all going to kind of work together to try to, you know, get them, you know, just have a more kind of peaceful relationship among us all.
You know, he's not really upset with you. He's annoyed by Perry, but he's not really upset with you. But he does kind of miss some of the time where it was just him. And so maybe
yeah.
if you can just take him somewhere sometime or just take him out for a walk, he would really appreciate that.
Yeah, I totally see that. And he thrives when it's one-on-one with him. He just really lights up. So,
yeah.
Okay, is there anything that I can do to, you know, help them? There's one thing we have redone our backyard, and I put in like a artificial doggy turf area for them to go on, and they will go everywhere but there. I haven't been able to train them to use it, so I wondered what they think of that.
Well, especially to James, it's almost like he feels like that. Something that he's not supposed to go on, like, in the house.
Like he sees it more like carpet or something?
Yeah, it's not really along that line. It's not like he thinks that that's carpet, but it's not like the ground. It's not like outside. So it feels weird to him. It feels like almost like I should not do that. So is it like tell me like the size of it so I know I can kind of give them an idea of what we're talking about.
Okay, so it's...
I want to picture it.
Yeah, it's about a 8 foot by 3 foot just patch of doggy turf. It's butted up against the side of our house, and then there's some, like, a wood timber frame around it.
It's so funny because he especially feels like he shouldn't be on that. Does he ever even walk on it? Like, I get that he doesn't even want to walk on it.
James, no, he
yes.
doesn't. Yeah, and then Perry, I got this stuff to spray on it that's supposed to encourage them to go on it, and I sprayed it all over, and Perry just rolled all around in it.
So this might sound kind of gross, but you know how dogs are, especially male dogs. One pees, the other one goes over and has to pee on their pee, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to go out when they're outside and catch some urine from
mm-hmm.
one of them and then pour it over on that might encourage them. Because then that scent is there, that it's from one of them. I know that sounds weird to do, but it might help.
No, I get that. And I was going to get like a little fire hydrant or something, to put in the corner of it. But
and my groomer, she has some turf on this little fenced in area that she has, like where when you first come in to go in, and she has a little fire hydrant there, and my dogs always sniff it because other dogs probably go on it too. But
sure.
There's no grass there. It's all just turf and stone. And maybe like where the wood is, maybe put some kind of plant around there or something that makes it feel a little more natural to James. I think if James uses it, that Perry will.
Okay.
Because he's not going to be outdone. You know, if he sees James over there, he's going to go over there.
Yep, absolutely. anything from the cats? I have three most amazing cats. Just
what are their names?
So my BFF cat is Roo, and then I have a little scaredy cat that I've raised from a bottle. And her name's Jenny. And then I have Lucy. And she's just a sweetheart.
You know, even though they are not fans of James and Perry, they're not really afraid either. I mean, Jenny has some intimidation, but they still hold their space above the dogs. Like, especially Rue. Rue thinks that she rules the house. So
yeah.
You know, they're okay. yes, she is above everybody, even people. She has a very wonderful. Yeah, she's got a very wonderful grounded energy. Rue does, but she also. If she's unhappy, you will know, right? She has no qualms about showing you. You know, they all kind of look at it like they're not really thrilled. They don't mind James so much. Perry is over the top. But it's kind of like they just don't quite get, like, why do you even need them here? I mean,
we
should have been enough.
And some days I think that too, but I love them all. I just have such a hard time limiting myself. Rue, I felt like he's a boy. I adopted him from the shelter and don't have any background on him other than, you know, he was a stray, but he has a BB bullet in his leg. But I just felt like we had a divine intervention bringing us together because I've never had a cat that I connected so well with. And he's just an incredible soul.
Well, I'm sorry. I called Rue a she. I apologize.
That's okay.
to be honest, he kind of has that reigning queen energy more so than I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. He's okay. You know what I mean? He's just kind of got that that royalty sort of the reigning queen, not like the reigning king. It's more, it's almost more maternal, like that his energy that way. So.
Yeah. Does he remember getting shot in the leg or anything before coming to me?
When he got shot, when that happened, is when he got really turned around. So I don't know if he was with a family and then that scared him off and he ran away and got lost, or if he was just out on his own. Do you know from where you got him, what they said?
They picked him up as a stray.
Yeah. because he tells me that that's what like got him really separated from his familiar territory.
Okay.
I really think that he did have a home because he seemed to, but he was outside more than inside.
Mm-hmm.
The inside he shows me to me kind of looks just like a porch, like an enclosed porch that he would be allowed in on, but he didn't really go in the house.
Okay.
He says it feels like it was so long ago. How long have you had him?
Oh, yeah, it's probably been, I don't know, 6 years or so that he's been with me, 5 or 6 years. Mm. And, you know, I have no idea the ages on my cats. But they've all kind of come from that situation.
Right.
But he's the most in tune with my emotions and can just, I mean, he's got some healing, you know, abilities there, like the way he can just, you know, cuddle up to me and just knows if I need it.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, his, like I said, he's so well grounded. His energy is just, it could not, there's no way it couldn't make somebody feel better having him be near
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
You know, because he's just very, very grounded. His energy is very stabilizing and balancing. What color is he?
He's a tuxedo.
Oh, I kind of have a soft spot for them because I have one right now.
Me too.
And two tuxedo grand cats, I guess.
Oh.
But I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he feels like he's very regal too.
Mm-hmm. Very confident, not over the top and, you know, in any way.
Not bossy.
So,
right.
Not bossy, yes, that's what I was saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He does guard the little door that goes to the cat litter boxes. He will sit right in the middle of that door and guard it so the dogs don't stick their nose in there.
And go get Tootsie Rolls.
Yes, right, right.
He just doesn't want them in there. That's their space.
No, that's right, that's right. So one other very quick question. So with Jenny, she is, I had fostered a orphan litter. There was only a couple that survived. She was one of them, but she was always very, very timid, and I never thought she'd get adopted out. So I said I would keep her, and she's still, all these years, I think she's maybe about 9 years old now. She looks like a kitten still, very petite. And the most loving cat, as long as she feels safe, she'll come out. But we might go a whole week without seeing her, and she'll be under the bed. And I just want to know, is there something I can do to help her, you know, feel more confident?
Okay. So often what I'll do with when there's an issue like this, I will ask Divine if there's something that can help. I mean, I know some, you know, like herbs or whatever that can help, but there's a lot of different things and I never know what's the best thing for this animal. So let me ask what could help her. Okay, this is different. I always trust what I get, but I also tell, you know, if it resonates with you, and also to research and make sure this particular product or substance is good or safe, which I can only assume it would be. But what I got that would help her, it would help calm her, is colostrum. Do you know what that is? Like the,
as in
it's
the,
what comes
as
out.
The milk colostrum?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Colostrum. So I don't think you'd be able to get kitty colostrum, but they do make, you know, colostrum supplements that are made from like grass, you know, like natural grass-fed cows and stuff.
It's very interesting.
Very interesting because, you know, the things that I would think of would be, you know, like CBD, or there's some flower essences that work really well for kitties who are scared. That
it's weird
have that
because it kind of makes me think of how, you know, she was orphaned from the get-go. Didn't get to,
maybe there's something in that's going to help her feel better. I don't know.
Very interesting. Okay.
So you'll have to decide if that's, maybe she'd like it. You know, cats can be picky when you put something on their food, but
sure.
I would think it would taste good. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago when I was a baby.
She's got strange habits, and I'm just guessing it's because she wasn't raised, you know, by another cat, but like her water bowl, she has to like paw it and move it all over the place before she'll drink out of it. And just like she kind of dumps it all over the place.
Yeah.
And just some odd things. But she's just such a sweetheart. I just wish she would feel more comfortable and confident, you know, coming out and interacting with the family more.
Yeah. Well, if you decide to try that, let us know that if it works or not. I'd be very curious to hear about that. And I do know, do you know who Jackson Galaxy is? He has a show. He has a line of flower essences, homeopathic flower essences, and there's one called Scaredy Cat. I can't attest to its effectiveness because I've never used it, but recently one of my clients told me that she had used it with one of her cats who had been a feral cat, and it helped. So that's also something. Now that's coming from me, though, not from, you know, asking divine.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Look into that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Tara.
Okay.
Keep us posted. All right. Scaredy cat. That's hilarious. Wow. Okay. So apologies to the other bazillion callers on the line. Rose is on next month again.
30 minutes.
Oops. I don't know. Whoa, what's happening?
Tag.
Oh, my God, what's happening?
Tag
can you hear
voice.
That?
Yes, what is that?
I don't know. Okay, weird stuff is happening. Anyway, guys, call in next month. Rose, we've got 1 minute to the top. Shameless self-promotion, what have you got for us?
So thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. Please call back next month, first of all. And if you have any questions or would like to schedule a private session, you can find all my info on my profile at newsforthesoul.com. And also, I have a mentorship program. If you are interested in learning animal communication, my program is intuitive development and animal communication. I work with you one-on-one once a week for 12 weeks. And this way I can tailor the program to exactly what you need and your needs. And I also have a background as a hypnotherapist, so when we run into blocks and places where you're struggling, which often happens, I can work through that with you with my hypnotherapy practice. So it's been a lot of fun. I love working one-on-one with people. So if you have any interest in that, you can just send me an email at petmessenger@gmail.com and just put mentorship in the subject line. You can also tell me your name and what your interest is, and I will send you information. Thank you again so much for calling in. I really appreciate when people call in.
Yes, call in next time. Next hour, it's open lines and regular intuitive readings with Elle, so you can call back in for that too. Rose is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. I was having a moment of appreciation. You know, we kind of take it for granted 25 years in about what we do, and this is a regular day at the office. But listening to you accurately hone in on people's pets and helping, it's such a cool thing that we do. So grateful for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful for you, too. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure and honor. We'll see you next time. Rose Proud, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Open lines with L. Intuitive readings continues. If you're on the board, you can call back in because you're going to get cut off in about 2 seconds. We're back right after this quick break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.